Our scripture today is from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6 to 9. Verse 6 to 9. Just as an aside, the pew Bibles that are in our pews are NRSV Bibles, New Revised Standard Version. They actually don't make that anymore. They quit. It's now out of print within the past year or two. Now it's the NRSVUE, which is, just means updated edition. It's very similar. So if you do follow along in your pew Bible, it will still be quite similar. Not the same, but very similar. Let's pray. Before we read. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your care. We thank you for your presence and for this word which you have given to us. May this word enlighten our spirits, our hearts, and our minds, that we may be able to see you, we may be able to rejoice that you are here. And Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for the path that you have placed us upon. Thank you for helping us walk that path with your help and the help of those around us. We pray also for the sermon, that your mercy may be upon the sermon and that it might be used for your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6 to 9. Hear now God's word. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the covering that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, see, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in this salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One of the very difficult things in life, there's so many. If we were to write a list of difficult things, child-proof packages would be like near the top. Those things are so hard to open. And sometimes I think we go too far with them. Those things with batteries, you got to put batteries in it, and now you got to unscrew the screw. I hate that. But there are, of course, many things that are difficult in life. And just for today, we're going to pick one of them. And that's waiting. Now, we have this weird thing. Waiting is a difficult thing. Every child around Advent season understands the difficulty of waiting. And not just children, parents too, that this thing called Christmas, which is coming up, not too far away from us now, it's hard to wait for it. So excited we are to have it happen. But it's weird. We all understand that waiting is difficult to do, and yet we also have this other phrase, which is part of many of our vocabularies, which is time flies. So if waiting is difficult, why then does time fly? Those two things don't always go together with one another. I remember being a younger person, and the kids, my kids, being 4 and 6, or 1 and 3. And I tell you, I wasn't always a very good father with that age group. I was okay as a father, and I love them, but it's a difficult age for me. I don't miss it very much, and I just never knew what to do with them. You clean up after them. I mean, that's about it. Like, at that age group, you're just cleaning up after them. And I would complain to the church that I was serving about, you know, this kind of stuff, sharing my home life much as I do now. And of course, all the older parents whose kids are out of the house, they would tell me the same thing. And I know I've shared this with you before. One day you're going to turn around and they're going to be all grown up. Right. So what they were saying, of course, is, enjoy this time while you got it. And my response was always to turn around and say to them, it's not today. But now it's getting there. I got a 19-year-old who is out of the house and a 17-year-old who's graduating high school this year. There will be a day quite soon where I will turn around and they won't be there. They're going to be living their lives, doing whatever it is God's calling them to. So I've amended. It's my own personal amendment. You can ignore the amendment if you want to. Time flies is the one. But the other one, time goes slow. When you're paying attention, when you're paying attention to what's going on around you, when you're living in the moment, when you're wanting this thing in the future to happen, and you keep on looking at it and looking for it, it seems to drag. Christmas, for example, which is coming up and not that far away, we're going to start to do the Christmas shopping, the angel trees, the packing, the decorating. We got to get the cookies done. Anyone still make fruitcake? No fruitcake makers anymore? That's all right. It's all right. You just take the one from last year and put it on this table. All the stuff that we got to do makes that period go slow. And it will keep on going slow and keep on being slow until we get over that hump. We're more than halfway, and inevitably we will say, where has the time gone? Both things happen at the same time. Things are slow and things are fast. Sometimes this has to do with where we are on that waiting period. Manner wrote a, so I'm not in charge of Manner's sign. A guy there puts the sign up. And some of them over the years have given me a chuckle. Others I've thought I wouldn't have put that up. But they've all been interesting one way or another. And I've always liked them. This sign this week, don't know if you've read it, you probably not. It says, Jesus is coming soon, hopefully before the elections. Is what this, I'm ready for it. Jesus, anything else? You know, Jesus got that, operates that top spot. We've been waiting for Christ to come now for how many years? I mean, 45 for me, and so many for Jens. Christ's coming is that thing that as Christians we can't wait for happen, because what it means is that everything that God has promised for the earth as and a new kingdom, the best form of government, which is a benevolent dictatorship. Jesus in charge of all things, who loves us and died for us and rose for us and will take care of us as we serve him. That's what we're waiting for. But man, time is just dragging on. We shout out sometimes, Christ, where are you? Why haven't you come yet? If it were up to us, Jesus would have come any number of times. Probably for me, it would be sometime before I have to do taxes. So I don't have to worry about that anymore. But whenever it is, many of us feel that Jesus is well past when it should have happened. But we wait. That time drags on, but in the meantime, Jesus gives us parts of the promise again and again and again. This is what we're waiting for. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines. He will destroy the shroud that casts over all the peoples, the covering that is spread over all nations. What is that shroud and covering? That he will just destroy. Death. He will swallow up death forever. On the mountain, on the thing that we're waiting for is for Christ to reign eternally with us, with him. With us as part of that kingdom where death no longer exists. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said, "See, this is our God, and we have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Here's the thing, waiting seems to take forever, and it's not easy. How many of you have waited successfully in life? How many of you have waited unsuccessfully in life? No one has to answer this, all right? Our Bible tells us that God has given us a blessing. And that blessing that God has given us with one another is the ability to enjoy one another's bodies. Right? But you have to wait until marriage. How many of you have successfully waited? You don't have to share. How many of you have not? It's difficult to wait for anything. We want it as soon as we can get it, if it's at all possible. How many of you have signed up for Amazon Prime? You get 2-day free shipping. Before that, remember before Amazon became popular and you had the infomercials for those great Ginsu knives, but you had to wait 2 to 4 weeks? What would you do in the meantime? Chew all the food into little pieces. Because you didn't have your knives. I don't know why. Waiting is so hard. And we cheat the waiting. Or at least we're tempted to. I've shared with you a lot this because this is one of my favorite experiments about the children in the waiting room and the doctor talking to them and said, after our meeting, I'm going to give you a cookie. And then the doctor says, I have to leave. If this cookie is still here, I'll bring you another one. Would you be able to wait for the doctor to come back, or would you eat your cookie now? The thing is sometimes that when we don't wait, and then that thing that we've waited for finally comes, we feel cheated because we've cheated ourselves. But then there's those rare moments where we have waited successfully. Whatever it might be, the little kid who is able to resist his temptation of the one cookie, and the doctor comes. And the thing is that the doctor will always come back. And that child gets 2 cookies. Thing is, a thing that we've been waiting for will come. But will we be as appreciative? Or where we won't, because we've cheated ourselves in the midst of the waiting. Will we be able to say with the people on that day, see, this is our God, we've waited for him? And what will the quality of our waiting be? Will we be ashamed that when the master comes back because we've just messed everything up and couldn't wait? Or will we be rejoicing with the master because we waited? And we waited well, so that he might say to us, so that he might save us, this is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. During our memorial service today, those who have gone before, their wait is over. They rejoice, for they're in the presence of God. Our time will come. Our wait will be over at some point. I pray that God gives us the strength to wait well, to wait in such a way that we rejoice, that we walk with God always. Share with you this final benediction. Thank you, God, for the tremendous sacrifices by those who have gone before us. Bless the memories of your saints, God. May we learn how to walk wisely from their examples of faith, dedication, worship, and love. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Go in peace.